Welcome to the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and almost everything in between. We are in Kigali, Rwanda, for the 4th African Conference on Emergency Medicine. I'm Risa E. Lewis, in conversation today with Dr. Annette Alenio.
Thank you, Risa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Annette, as a bit of background, is a mother of two, a wife, a daughter, and sister, with an inquisitive mind, a big heart, a ready smile, and strong hands. She currently works as an emergency medicine registrar in Cape Town. She's passionate about emergency care and proud of the wave of emergency care change sweeping across Africa. Annette, tell us about your training in South Africa.
Thank you, Larissa. I started my training in South Africa in 2015. And before that, I had decided I'm going to either be an emergency physician or an emergency physician, and I'm going to train in South Africa or South Africa. So I made up my mind to do my training in South Africa simply because I had done a lot of research on emergency medicine in Africa, and I realized South Africa were the pioneers in emergency medicine, and they were leading the charge of change across Africa. They developed AFEM, they were pushing for emergency care development across Africa, not just in South Africa. So I wanted to learn from those guys. And the other thing was there was no emergency medicine specialty training in Uganda. So if I wanted to get any training, I was going to get it in Africa because I wanted to get context-relevant training, but also to get it from the best that I could get in Africa, which was South Africa. So I started my training in 2015. I am at the end of my training. I just passed my boards. Yay.
Yay, that's excellent.
Yes, Uganda has a new emergency physician. And I just have a couple of months left in South Africa, and then I'll be done and move back home.
Where will you practice, and what does emergency care look like today in Uganda?
So, interesting. I just came from a meeting now, a Ugandan Emergency Care Partners meeting. And the reason we had this meeting was because there is just so much going on now in Uganda that we needed to all get on the same page. We now have two state-owned, two government emergency medicine specialty training that is in Mbarara University and in Makerere University. So we have specialties from one, so we have the training already set. And then from the government side, there is a new department for emergency medicine. So we have a commissioner of emergency medicine, which is something we did not have before. A commissioner of emergency services. It's something we didn't have before. And if you don't have government drive in anything, then whatever you do is just going to be a waste of time. The other thing is we have growth in all other cadres of emergency care, not just doctors. The nurses are coming up. They are forming their own society. There's specialty emergency care nursing training that is coming on. We have ECPs, which is essentially a physician assistant kind of a person who, in Uganda, we don't have many doctors. So in places where there's no doctors, the ECPs take over care. And there's now an established government-accepted emergency ECP training. And the other thing is we have pre-hospital care coming in. You won't believe. Africa is like the place with no pre-hospital care ever. But we actually have an ambulance association that has been formed. There is research going on into pre-hospital care. There is an ambulance census that is going on, just counting the number of ambulances and looking into training of ambulance care. So there is a lot going on. And the problem with when so many things are going on their own, then everything gets lost and there's duplication of efforts, there is a lot of waste of resources, and essentially people move in different directions. So the key objective of this meeting was to get everyone on one page, and I'm very glad to say we have reached that place. We have one place. We are going to form a technical working group at the Ministry of Health. We're going to have policies polished. We're going to have specialists. It's really an exciting time to be in emergency care in Uganda.
What I think is exciting is that we're speaking with you, that Feminem and the Feminem audience is hearing you at the foundation of the Organization of Emergency Care in Uganda. Are there a lot of women involved, and why do you think it's worth investing in women as emergency care develops?
women. So being a woman is very special, but being an African woman is even more special because it's way more challenging than being a woman anywhere else in the world. In many parts of the world, women have done things that women in Africa are still to do. Last week, I think Ethiopia voted a president, a female president, the first thing. I was like so stoked. It's amazing. But women in Africa face a lot of challenges. We are the most, population-wise. We form the biggest part of the population. However, we don't get a lot of the resources invested in women. And so there's few women that are educated. I was lucky to be born in a big family that had few women, but that made sure the women were educated. And I applaud my parents for that. They invested in women, and it's not something that is common in Africa. And then women in medicine is again more rare, and then women in emergency medicine is even more rare. So being a woman in emergency medicine Africa, it's a challenging specialty in a challenging setting, and there is few of us. But there is numbers. It's more challenging to be accepted as a doctor and then as a an emergency physician, which is usually thought to be a male role kind of thing. Resuscitations, you find men anesthetists and all the emergency care at the moment is being done by men. So coming as a woman, there's a lot of challenges in that.
So I really like what you shared regarding trying to avoid duplication of efforts, trying to not be redundant, to everybody getting on the same page, sitting at the same table, speaking. What is being done right now to create something sustainable that what is built now will carry forward and then allow future layers to be built upon?
Continuity is a very important thing, and sustainability. And I like that you asked that question, because sometimes we have brilliant ideas that we carry for ourselves. We never actually translate them to other people and get them to own the process. And we also never actually equip people to carry out those roles. So what is being done at the moment, one is mentorship. So AFEM has been a great mentor for Africa, not just for we emergency physicians, but across all cadres of emergency care, for paramedics, for nurses. They've been a great mentor for Africa. And at a professional body level and interacting with governments, but also at personal levels. They have female emergency physicians like Dr. Hedalt, who is the current president of AFEM. She's handing over in a couple of days, and I'm really sad. I'm looking forward to the next woman to hold a position. But she's been a great mentor, especially for women. She's only the second president, and there is hope. I know that I've graduated, and I can be the president of AFEM one day. I can be the president of IFEM because I have seen it being done. And so we have very good mentors. The other thing is partnerships. There is a lot of partnerships that are being built in emergency care in Uganda and also in Africa. So within Uganda, we have lots of NGOs. We have the government. We have interest groups. We have people like myself that have formed emergency care interest groups with each other because it simply didn't exist. So we formed Emergency Medicine Uganda. It was just a group of medical officers with no specialty training that were just interested in the specialty. And through talking to people who are actually specialists or knew about the specialist, we got to get a lot of help. And today we have specialists, you know, on our board, on our Emergency Medicine Uganda board. And it's through partnerships, it's through advocacy, it's through, you know, speaking to people that have done the things that we would like to do. So apart from Uganda, we speak to other African countries that have been. Tanzania has had emergency medicine training for a while now. They're probably, apart from Africa, they're probably the other country that has had it longest. So we speak to the Tanzanian Emergency Medicine Association, we speak to the Kenyans, and even the other countries down south to South Africa, and we form partnerships at that level, at a continental level. And then beyond the continent, I'm so glad I'm on Feminem because I have been following Feminem on Twitter for a while. I followed Fix Conference, and I will come to Fix one day. I promise I have to.
So hashtag Dara Cass. Annette wants to come to Fix 19.
Yay.
Annette, you and I met at SMAC, yes. And I'd love to know a little bit about how you experienced SMAC and why do you follow Feminem? Like, what does Fix and Feminem do for you?
Fix, SMAC, Feminem, they introduced a totally different approach to me as a learner. When I interacted with SMAC and Fix, it was on Twitter, and it's where I read a lot of stuff that I used at the bedside, because it was more interesting. I learned better. It was more exciting. It was good to see Scott Weingart argue with somebody about fluids, or to see sepsis 3 being, you know, argued about. And it helped me to interact with some of those policies or guidelines at a different level. And it helped me see people who are world-class professionals, you know, break down concepts in a different way, in a more friendly way, in a more engaging way. And I know I can tweet, I could reply to this person, and they'd actually tweet back. I remember the first time at Precordial Thumb replied to a tweet. I went to the WhatsApp group. I'm like, no, I have to share this tweet, guys. This person replied to my tweet. And it's amazing, because these are people who write textbooks, and these are people who we look up to. Judith Tintinelli attended SMAC. I read Tintinelli. It's the first emergency medicine text I ever had. It's the only one I own now. And seeing the author, seeing people who contribute to these things, and having engagements with them at that level was helpful. But also, they speak to me as a person living in this generation, in a social media generation. And I don't only look at social media as a social kind of ha-ha thing. I can actually learn, and it can help me develop my career and professionally using social media. And SMAC was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing. And it was a very fresh, different way to attend a conference. And I will never look at conferences the same way ever again. And next year, I'm hoping we will have our first emergency care conference in Uganda, and it will be different from any other conference that Uganda has ever had, simply because I have been touched by all these conferences. I mean, I have seen that it can be done different, and it should be done different, because people enjoy it better and people learn better when it's done that way. Yeah,
I think that's you nailed everything right on the head. If you attend SMAC, you're changed. If you attend Fix, you're changed.
Completely.
And the access that we have to each other as friends, as colleagues, as co-educators is just completely have a different, everything has a different dynamic now because of the social media. Listeners, in the show notes, you will find out more about Annette. You will read about how to follow her on Twitter, look at what's going on with Uganda in terms of emergency care, and also we'll link to her SMAC talk, which is definitely worth a listen, as you had the whole 10,000 attendants standing up and cheering for you. It was quite remarkable and quite moving. Annette, any final words for our listeners?
Come to our conferences.
come to the next conference in Uganda.
Yes, come to the Ugandan conference. I'll definitely tweet it out. But engage with the African emergency care providers. There is a lot we can learn from you, but there's also a lot you can learn from us. I'm interested in what's going on outside Uganda, but I'd like to see people interested in what's going on in Uganda also. I'd like to see Fix go beyond New York to come to Africa maybe one day. And yeah, I'd like to continue engaging with people to support each other and to build emergency care across the world. You never know when you'll get an emergency and you're in Africa, and perhaps one of us may attend to you. Yeah.
That's great. So audience members, we'll look forward to podcasting live from Fix 20, maybe Fix 21, 22 in Africa.
Yay.
Thank you very much, Annette.
Thank you, Risa.